Welcome to the world of sound and smell. In this podcast, we want you to explore your nose and the smells of the world you live in. Just follow the instructions to learn more about your way of smelling the world. Step 1. Warm up at home at your desk. Start touching your nose. Which part of your nose feels soft? Which parts are harder? Which part of your nose do you like touching? Which not? When touching your nose slowly and consciously, be aware of your breathing. Breathe in slowly, breathe out consciously. And now, close your nostrils with your fingers. What kind of sensations do you have? Doing this exercise, now drop your fingers and feel free. What happens? Be aware of the position of your nose in the center of your face. Feel the regular breath streaming through your nose, in and out, in and out. You could draw waves on a sheet of paper from breathing in and out. Imagine that you have the nose of an animal expert in smelling. Imagine you were a cat or a dog. Imagine the look of the dog's or the cat's nose in your face. Or do you prefer being a little tiny mouse or a big heavy elephant? So, or you have a long and very strong trunk in your face, or you have this little tiny sniffing nose of a little but very little mouse getting anywhere with your nose. You now are an expert on smelling. And now step 2, start to walk around with your big trunk or your tiny little nose, your cat's nose or what you have in mind. Explore the place you are staying at the moment. You have your animal's nose, but your human hands. Isn't it funny? You are the hero of the smells. So explore each corner, explore every angle, open everything you find. Just think, that could be interesting. Discover with your most sensitive nose. Open the boxes, the glasses, the cupboards, the bottles, anything you imagine that might be interesting to you. Now you sniff your houseplants on your windowsill, smelling them with your long trunk or your tiny nose. Do you have other smelling decorations there? Some dried slices of orange or incense sticks, or just smell what you might smell. For instance, go now in the kitchen. There you will explore a bunch of smells. entering, what do you smell in general? Is there a smell in the air? Your dinner of yesterday evening? What do you smell with your new instrument in front of the fridge, in the fridge, or in the freezer? And now leave again. You are so curious to know what's happening, maybe in your corridor. Oh, you see your shoes getting curious. Your jacket of yesterday night, where have you been? Ah, this covering your mouth and nose mask. Do you have to wash it again? Did you wash it already? Does it smell fresh and fruity or not? And now, yes, there is the bathroom. It is getting more and more interesting, your smelling trip. Your nose is the trunk of an elephant, or this tiny, curious nose of very interested mouths loving to smell everything. What do you perceive now emotionally? It is really disgusting what you smell. Is it really stinking? Or do you smell just rose water? Do you like roses? But now remember the waste. Where is it? Did you put it on your balcony because... But stop now, it's getting too much. Step 3, get to your desk. Take a pen and start writing down. What did you experience? Are there any objects, anything you would like to describe to document your smelling trip? So please take now some notes as following. Which smells are the most likely? Write them down and give your favorite a triple plus. Which smell was the most disgusting? Write them down and give your most disgusting smell a triple minus. Don't be shy. Don't you want to present us? Give it a triple minus. And did you find anything unexpected? Did you discover some new odors in your room or apartment? Or have you just become aware of certain smells you normally do not recognize? So at the end of writing, please underline just three of the smells you noted before. One of the lovely smells and one of the less charming. And one of the very ordinary ones that you hardly were aware of. Thank you for participating in this little exercise on your domestic smells. Instructions to learn more about your way of sensing and smelling your world. A University Bremen podcast by Cordula Weisköppel and Javier Gago Holzschalter.